So, the decision of AMBISIG embarrassing the idea of certifying this process of the software development in SMMI Level 3 was a consequence of the obligation and the need that we felt some years ago in having a better management system for managing our production, monitoring the level of service that our customers were receiving from our products and our services, and as well as a consequence of the need to be always profitable and be a mostly well-known company as soon as possible. For that reason, and especially because the Portuguese market, as we are aware, is not in a good mood for the time being, it's more and more necessary to go to foreign markets. And for that reason, whenever we have a brand that is not aware in the foreign markets, it's important to have a reference that can be recognized in different markets. And those references came from international standards of process that the company adopts in the production of their products or services. For that reason, AMBISIG decided in the year 2004 adopt the decision to certify all their production and all their services in the ISO 9001 standard in order to assure that all the way we are producing any type of service or product is always repeated the same way. By that, we intend to guarantee our customers that if they are satisfied with the prototype that is being produced this way, they can be sure that the orders, the further orders, will be delivered in the same way, with the same level of service, with the same level of availability of our support system and all the service connected to it. Taking this idea as a beginning, we decided every year to implement in our objectives of management not only commercial objectives, not only product objectives in terms of developing of products, but also some organizational politics inside of the company to be enforced every year. And that organizational methods and policies are mostly based on international standards that can be recognized by the foreign markets as standards, as a sort of assurance of quality that we can deliver from our production. And for that reason, since the year 2004, we have came up with the certification of AMBISIG in the ISO 27001, that is the standard norms for information safety. And we have also managed to certify the company in the NP 4457, that is the ISO standard for management innovation. And we have also managed to certify the company in the ISO 14001, that is for environment management. And finally, we have decided to certify our software development services in SMMI Level 3.
Yep. Just one question. You told me previously that you were very strict about this kind of goals that you set for the company. I mean, the product and organizational objectives were something that you made sure that were achieved, because it was something that the company itself was able to manage and to.
Yes, these types of objects are the objectives that we present every year on the kickoff of every year. We have a meeting with all the people working in NBC where we present what are our goals for that year, not only in terms of commercial effort, in terms of profit, in terms of products, and in terms of organizational methodologies. And that objective comes up from a question that is something that is important for maintaining our competitiveness, our increase in awareness in the foreign markets, our increase in quality and in level of service delivered to our customers. But mostly, it's important because it's also a way to assure ourselves that we are able to accomplish any type of objectives that we made to ourselves. It's a sort of auto-goal for our team, because it's something that is only dependent on ourselves. It's not depending on the market, it's not depending on economics, or mundial economics. It's just depending on our effort in trying to improve the way we work. And so for that reason, those goals are something that I will never forgive if we not accomplish with them. That's that empower that the management have always pushed on the organizational methodologies, methods, and certifications that have made us, through these 6 years in a row, every year accomplish a new goal and maintain all the goals that have been attended the years before. For instance, for this year of 2010, we are working on certifying MBC CMMI for services. That will be the first Portuguese company with that certification, the third in Europe and the eighth in the world. And we are also working already in the certification of CMMI Level 5, that is the highest level for software development, that we are expecting to attend the final certification, the final SCAMP A, next year at the end of the first half of the year. So it's a long-term job. We have to be working on that for more than a year. So it's also a purpose and an objective for this year, but it will be shown and visible for the market just at the end of the first half of next year. But I'm sure we'll accomplish also that objective. And for that time, then we'll be the most certified company in Portugal and one of the most certified companies in the world in terms of software development and all the other services connected with this activity. And I think that is a sort of a goal, at least.
Yes, it's something that differentiates you from other companies.
Well, it differentiates a lot. I have to say, with a certain pity of mine, that it's a pity that in Portugal that is not well recognized, because the market in Portugal speaks a lot about quality. Even the public politics are very much keen on the qualification of their enterprises. But at the end of the day, the market doesn't perform in a way that give value to certification. But outside on foreign markets, that is a sort of goal, or sort of objective, or sort of competency that is recognized whenever they are buying from you. And so, since we are more and more convinced that in the near future, our market will be the foreign market, not the Portuguese market, that will disappear in some years, I'm quite sure of that, at least for the size that we need to keep growing. For that reason, I have to work and to prepare our job with some years before in order to be quite in shape when the time arrives to be there.
Okay, you're working with a Portuguese company to implement this level 5 and
yes,
and all the and the other certifications.
The reason for this success that we have accomplished through all those certifications is basically most on three factors, in my opinion. One of them is the sponsorship coming from the management of the company. I'm quite keen on this type of subjects, and I'm quite convinced that certifications and methodologies and a strong organization politic inside of a company is not a cost, but is a management tool for being aware what is happening every day, anytime in your company. And so that conviction has made me not to regret any euro that I've invested on those type of effort or consultancy that I was needed to buy from others, and also the hours that have been consumed by our team in implementing those methodologies. This is one point. The other point that has been also very important in this type of success has been the fact that in MBC, the quality department is a sort of department that is all nowadays accomplishing about eight persons working there, and is one of the best, for me, is one of the excellent department inside of MBC. They are not only very good in terms of assuring our needs in order to keep up with all the methodologies that are determined by all the international standards that we have adopted in our production, but we have also managed to transform this department in a very lucrative and productive department, delivering services for outside. So it has become a business, a part of the business, also for MBC. And finally, there is another part that is very important, that is the way you choose your partners whenever you need to have some consultancy coming from outside in order to help you to go through new goals that you are not aware of those standards. And in that direction, we have chosen, and I think we have done the right decision, we have chosen StrongStep, that is a Portuguese company from Oporto, and that company has been a great partner with us, not only is working very hard with us in order to accomplish those goals in a very short times, as well in a proper way, and I refer by a proper way, saying that we are not just implementing those methodologies just to be aware with the certification, but in a way that at the end of the day and after the certification, in fact, we have adopted in our way of everyday work those methodologies in a easy way to work with. I mean, it's not a tough way, it's not a way of a tough
that knowledge within the culture of the company itself.
They have managed to do that. So we have adopted all those methodologies and all those standards in a quite easy way to adopt without difficulty for our team.
Mm-hmm. How is the knowledge transfer done during this processes? I mean, you have a consultancy team from other company inside working together with you to...
Yes, we have what I would say a quite good relationship, and I think for that fact is not only important the fact that we are finding strong step people that are very competent in their job, but besides that they are very human in the way that we manage to make a relationship between them and our team. And I have to recognize also in this aspect that is a very important aspect in order to make things work properly well at the end of the day, that we manage to work in a way that we feel that we are almost just a single enterprise when we are doing this job. And that is quite a good feeling, because we are not afraid of telling them all the truth about our products, all the truth about our methods, all the truth about the way we are producing, about our personnel. And knowing all that information in a way that is very important, I should compare that type of relation like the relation you should have with your lawyer, if you have a lawyer, and if you intend him to help you in sorting out some problems, it's important that you tell him the truth. But you are only able to do that if you feel safe with him. And we manage through strong step to accomplish this type of relationship, you see. We feel safe with them, we feel comfortable with them, not only in terms of technical aspect, but also in terms of the way they work with us and they integrate their team with our team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Just to give a bit of a context to our listeners, MBC is a company that works with geographical information systems.
Yes.
Or started with it?
We are a software company that we have started based on the GIS solutions. But some years later, we have came up with the finding that GIS solutions in Portugal, in Portuguese market, was not a large market enough to support all the activity we need. So for that reason, we start to develop new services and new products based on GIS, or based on the customers that normally will adopt GIS as a type of solution, that is public institutions like municipalities and central government. And for that reason, we came up with solutions for e-government, taking all this modern tendency of making available the public administration to everyone, anytime, anywhere, through any type of platforms, mobile platforms or web-based platforms. And we have also developed solutions based on GIS for banks, like real estate evaluation models, solutions for cashing back the loans that are based on real estate financing. And we have also managed to develop solutions for managing infrastructures that are distributed all over the territory, like railways, roads, airports, and developing innovative systems that can collect the state of condition of those infrastructures in order to provide a better e-management of those solutions, making another aspect of the e-government, but in this case a technical e-government solution for managing this type of public infrastructure. That is the type of areas we are working with nowadays, and we have also developed a new business that is based on a platform that we have developed to support all the standards we have adopted in our production, and we have a platform that can manage the quality systems connected to those standards in a way that is easy for us to every day report our activity and every day have an idea in which way we are approaching and accomplishing with the standards and which way it's important to implement immediate actions to correct anything that has happened during that day that is not accomplished with the standards that we have reimbursed for our action and our production.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just one final question. You are based here in Portugal, but you already have other projects.
Yes, we are based in Portugal. We have our headquarters in Óbidos, that is a small town in the middle of Portugal. Then we have also an office in Lisbon and another one here in Oporto. And we have opened recently an office in Spain, in Salamanca, and an office in Luanda. And we are opening an operation as well in Mozambique, in Maputo. And those markets, we have chosen them mostly because the opportunity of market we have found there. There are still a lot of things to be done there. Because of the facility in cultures, because those countries, Angola and Mozambique at least, have been Portuguese colonies in the past. And for that reason, we have a sort of same culture in those countries regarding Portugal as a reference. And it's easy for us to make relationship with them, and it's easy for us to have opportunities there. And so there have been decisions for ourselves to move to those markets. Mm-hmm. Regarding Spain, the reason is because it's a larger market, very near to our door, and I believe
it's a natural market.
It's a natural market. And I believe that the Spanish market, although it's also in a sort of a crisis, and although it's very close to their national enterprises, at the end of the day, we can accomplish a way to create value between Portuguese and Spanish company. And being there is an opportunity to take some of those chances to make business together.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.